And I commit to you today that if confirmed, I will do everything in my ability to make sure our farmers, ranchers, and rural communities thrive.
And that's Brooke Rollins in her opening statement Thursday to the Senate Ag Committee. She was asked about the U.S. ag trade deficit by Senator Michael Bennett of Colorado and whether Trump's tariff policy was the right way to tackle it.
In the last handful of years, we've gone from not having a trade deficit in our agricultural communities to having a $45 billion trade deficit. Of course, that has led to many challenges, including food inflation. And so there are many tools in our toolkit, both through USDA and expanding markets, which are all intertwined, to begin immediately to work to bring that deficit down and hopefully soon get it to zero.
Ranking member of the Senate Ag Committee, Amy Klobuchar, asked Rollins about how she would manage the nation's bird flu outbreak.
If confirmed, how you ensure that farmers have the resources they need to combat the spread of this virus, what is your plan?
We are hyper-focused on finding the team right now. I'm sure they're already working. I have obviously respected the process and not gotten too involved. But I know that the current team and the future team will be working hand-in-hand to do everything we can on animal disease.
Klobuchar also asked Rollins about her family's investments in the oil industry and whether that would impact her decisions regarding policies to further grow the biofuels industry.
Senator, I can promise you this. Anyone that has ever worked with me will tell you, even to the detriment of organizations I have run, detriment financially to my potential family, that I have never, not ever made a decision based on financial interest ever. And that certainly will not begin now.
You can watch the full video of Rollins' Senate confirmation hearing and read more at HoosierAgToday.com. I'm CJ Miller.